TJ, I cannot wait to introduce you here to Delvar and Bonnie Dobson, so let's do it right now.
Okay.
Everybody's favorite celebrities from Bloomington Normal, thanks to a small appearance on television on Thursday night. Welcome to WB&Q, Bonnie. Delvar, you're a pro. Welcome back to WB&Q. And congratulations to you both, having kept an amazing experience in April secret until it finally aired last Thursday night on NBC, that you guys were big winners on the game show. How are you doing today? I understand you guys are on vacation right now. So, Bonnie, did you all leave town to get away from all these people asking for money?
Susan, we actually had this vacation planned before, and it was just a coincidence that it happened to come right after the show aired.
Because it sounds like the show airs and you get your check and all of a sudden, we're out of here. We are gone.
We were laughing about that when we found out that it was going to air on that Thursday. I'm like, well, watch. You know, folks are going to be like, okay, they got a check. They're skipping town.
Yeah, I'd be moving out of the country. I'd be moving to Puerto Rico. I'm not lying. Because that was a pretty big check. Now, Delvar, I have to ask, after winning all of this money, I know you and Bonnie, great community representatives, and are doing lots of great things to inspire young people. But after a check that big, did either one of you ever think about retiring from your job?
You know what? I've always said that I wanted to retire early and, you know, of course, pursue my vision with, you know, working with the youth and some other things that we have written down on paper. And so, you know, we went into this whole, the law situation, just saying, hey, if we walked away with anything, or we walked away with nothing, that we were going to enjoy life and still, you know, a pound of pavement with our vision and who we are. But when that happened, I'm saying, wow, okay, well, now we can kind of put some things in action. But, you know, we still plan on working until other opportunities open up. We didn't expect that. We really didn't.
All right, because I know, you know, getting up early to be the most famous garbage man in town is not a hardship for you. Well, if I had that much bank in the bank, I'd be, that alarm clock would be like, let me do something else. Bonnie, you're over at the farmhouse, yes? You're over at State Farm?
Yes.
Okay, and nobody ever leaves State Farm, so we figured you're going there. But what were some of your wishes, Bonnie, for the money? Because to me, you had the harder job backstage.
Yes, she did.
Oh, when I tell you, being backstage in isolation was intense. It was so intense. So one of the things about being backstage was, you know, you kind of go in thinking, I'm going to get this type of question, and it's so random. So there's not even a particular type of question. Mm-hmm. So it's very random. And so while I was back there deciding, I wanted to make sure that I made the best decision for us. But at the same time, you know, add a little fun to it. But when I say it was intense, it was intense. And so that decision regarding, you know, the winning, the one thing that I wanted to do was be able to support Delvar in his vision. It's been amazing to see how the story, how it initially started, the story with Brooklyn, and how just to see the reach in the community from something as simple as a wave and a smile. So I definitely wanted to make sure that I supported whatever it was that Delvar had going. So that was one of the biggest things for us.
You're so sweet. Now tell me what you're really going to spend the money on. There's got to be a little shopping spree, a little luxury, a little something when you win. By the way, Delvar and Bonnie won $399,000 last Thursday. Well, they actually won it in April, but the announcement was made on Thursday. Is there a special treat on the schedule?
I think one of the things that I will do is we've decided that we are going to purchase a home. And so one of the things that I'm going to do is probably make sure I either kick Delvar out of the man cave and create myself my own little craft room, which means he'll have very little man cave space.
She's going to have a very nice sewing machine, the best glue gun money can buy.
A few more pair of shoes.
All of my basket making supplies.
Oh, heck yes. Gold-plated baskets. That's what's going to be coming out of the Dobson house. Now, Delvar, you seem to have, and I've watched the Wall on NBC multiple times, you seem to have a true, genuine connection with Chris Hardwick, the host of the show. I don't know if it was because of the ups and the downs that he was just really, really desperate for it all turn out okay. But did you guys bond more so? Because I feel like you could just text him and he'd come over for dinner.
Yes, I'm going to tell you the truth. When we hit the stage, that was just a natural, organic interaction between Chris and I. I mean, to the point where even after it aired, it was just like, hey, man, this has never happened. You know, from the standpoint of just really being engaged. I mean, he's engaged with every contestant, but and I just felt the energy. There was a moment that you guys couldn't see, of course, with commercial break. The picture that I posted on Facebook yesterday with him and I just standing there.
Smiling.
Just talking about, I mean, I felt like I've known him for the longest, and I think the feeling was mutual between him and I both. It was phenomenal. I mean, he's a great guy. I've spoken to him, of course, once after the show.
He's so awesome.
On Facebook. This is a genuine guy.
Yeah, and the way he went knee skidding across the stage when you kind of came back from doom and gloom was impressive.
I didn't see that initially, of course. You know, I was on my own little flips and hands.
I understand.
Well, so when I had a chance to see that, I was like, wow.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, now, the way the show works, if you haven't all watched it at home, and again, we're talking with Delvar and Bonnie Dobson, who were on The Wall on Thursday night, and we know that Delvar's story with Tracy Andracki's daughter, Brooklyn, that went viral about, you know, the cute love between the garbage man and the little girl on the street. After that went viral, that's how NBC fell in love with you, that and Nutella. And so they put you on the show, and everybody wants you to win money. But I have to be honest, there were multiple times in the show I thought I was going to be interviewing my favorite couple in the world and talking about the money they didn't win.
Yeah.
So Bonnie, I'm going to ask you straight up. Had you guys made an agreement ahead of time that no matter what, you were going to tear up that contract?
We definitely talked about it, but it's crazy. We decided that what we would do is go with, because we watched the show we watched basically the entire first season. And of course, what we did was look at all the different possibilities, you know. Mm-hmm. What if we go into free fall and we have answered one question, but, you know, what if we come out, what if we get in the first round, there's nothing left. So we decided that what we would do is based on what the answers were, mm-hmm, and how good we thought we were doing, we would make a decision that was just between us and what we decided to do, you know, their heart connection, go with our guts. And so that's what worked out for us, because let me tell you, and you can see that we had some pretty deep swings. There were times when
seen it like that.
I know, it was, and we could not have predicted that at all. So we definitely just had to go with that, because there was no way, you know, that we could have predicted the outcome.
You're so sweet. Now, Delvar, who had the most stress? You out front with the balls dropping here, there, and not there, and where you don't want them? Or do you think Bonnie had more stress backstage trying to figure out answers to questions that were quite random?
Well, you know what? I can tell you one thing. I know I was the most sore. I can tell you that.
You were jumping 8 feet in the air.
I was definitely not sore, the one who was sweating a lot more, you know, right? I believe Bonnie had the most stress. You know, Bonnie is a thinker, and I think she was put in a situation where she couldn't, you can't study for questions like these.
No,
and so
you can't.
I know her. I know that the situation that she was in. I just had to give it up to her. I think she was up underneath the most stress. And obviously, as you guys seen, she came through in the clutch.
Okay. You, at the end of the show, amazingly bounced back to a really high amount of money. When did that become real? I'm sure in April when you're taping the show and you can't tell anybody about it, it just seems like a dream. But when did it become real that money is in your family now?
Oh, man. You know what? Every day now since the airing, we've gotten back, we've thought about and we've conceptualized this whole idea that we have, you know, this amount of money in the bank and what we're going to do with it. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it's fully hit our minds and our hearts that we have it. And I think that's a good thing, because, I mean, we spend responsibly and we're looking at ways to invest in the future. I don't know. It's crazy. It's, you know, you think that you have this all planned out, but we didn't have this planned out. You know, we didn't go in saying, hey, we're going to win this money, because the truth of the matter is, if you look at the last round, there's so much money that can wipe you out. $100,000, $200,000, all up into $1 million that could wipe you out. We were inches away from that. Literally every single day it grows that we have it, but I don't think it's fully gotten to the point where we go, you know what, man, we have close to $400,000, you know, just sitting there.
Well, I don't know about if you've heard about this thing called taxes. So,
yeah.
Talk to some financial advisors before that tax bill comes next year.
Yeah, and of course we've actually in a position to do that now and speak to a few individuals.
There you go.
We're planning wise, and of course it's not, you know, it's not we want $12 million, you know, but if we're walking away with definitely a cushion.
It's incredible.
And an account that we could, you know, definitely secure our future.
Hold on here. Archie J's got a question. I've just been hogging the microphone because I'm so excited for you.
No, I just wondered when it happens. Do they like right off the bat give you the check? When do you get that exchange of the money you want?
Do they hold it hostage to make sure you keep the secret until the show airs, or did you get it right away?
No, we don't. Well, I can't go into too much detail.
Right.
But we since it's aired, then it's in queue, something like that.
Okay.
Before it airs, of course, you know, you don't walk away with anything until it airs. I think it's appropriate to say that, right?
Yeah.
Now that it's aired, it's in queue. So gotcha.
I've talked to other people who have been on game shows that have said the same thing.
Okay.
And that's one of their incentives of,
yeah.
Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing to anybody. Bonnie, you and Delvar have had a real, you know, dramatic couple of years of nothing but positivity. And it seems like you guys are really happy and things were going great. But now that you've got this nest egg, does money buy happiness?
We would not say that money buys happiness at all. The thing is, what we have between us is genuine. Delvar and I dated for
a long time.
Yes.
6 years.
I had
to work on that handstand, Susan.
Yeah, seriously, Delvar, what were you not doing right that it took her so long to say yes?
I can say this before. It wasn't that I was doing anything, was it? Once again, the handstand was not perfect. The handstand wasn't perfect. But it took 6 years for me to really work on me. I said it all the time, you know, to work on areas of my life that would be right for her, and I think she was doing the same exact thing. There was no rush to marriage, and
okay.
So marriage
is- Bonnie, I guess I gave you an unfair question as does money buy happiness, but I will ask this: do your friends and family that you haven't seen for years show up with their hands out after Thursday's episode aired?
Well, I think we pretty much keep in good contact with our friends and family, so we've had lots of support from everyone, which has been much appreciated. So pretty much everybody has just been giving us congratulations and showing us all the love and support. So
but they
we're on board with that.
But they haven't started asking you to take them out to dinner yet because you split town, which I think is awesome. Hey, I know you guys are very kind in getting up in time changes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's like 6:30 in the morning where Bonnie and Delvar are right now. So the fact that you guys got up this morning to talk to us here on WB&Q is very, very kind and very sweet. And again, it's just one more thank you that I have to put on my list of reasons that I'm happy to have met you folks. Congratulations. Delvar, last question. What's next?
What's next? There's some things coming down the pipeline, and I'll go ahead and mention it. We're looking at writing a book on some creative things that's taking place, not just in our lives, but of course in the Andretti's lives and Brooklyn's life. So there's a book that's going to be coming, that's going to be talked about from two different perspectives, myself, The Garbage Man, The Little Girl, and The Gift. The Garbage Man, The Girl, and The Gift. And so it's going to be a pretty fantastic book.
This is going to be a movie, and it's going to be come out at Christmas, and it's going to make us cry. And I cannot wait. Well, when you are ready to come talk about your authorness, you know where you're coming first, right?
Yes,
it's here.
I definitely do.
All right. Bonnie, pleasure to meet you. Enjoy your vacation, sweetheart. Get some
Thank
shoes.
Thank you so much.
I expect to be seeing pictures of brand new shoes all over Facebook, okay? Delvar, do they make you shave the dreads for NBC? Because you had real long hair, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, where does hair go?
Honestly, I was. That was going to happen anyway. You know, I wasn't fighting it. You know, I look like my dad now. So
you do. All right. Love to the both of you, and on behalf of everybody listening and everybody that was watching at home, thank God those balls dropped in a better way at the end. You're a very good ball dropper, and we're so excited for you. And thanks for sharing the fun here on WBNQ.